Blog Talk Radio.
In this world, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it, you can't get around it, but you can live through it.
Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. And tonight, we will begin a 6-week session titled Getting Beyond the Holiday Blues. This will begin tonight, November 14th through December 19th, every Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And there are two ways that you can join us, by calling in to 347-850-8413 or visit the internet radio show blogtalkradio.com/ the next chapter. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. This is the most difficult year, time of year for most people. And this 6-week journeying through grief is not just for widows, but it's for families, friends, and anyone who has lost a loved one. God wants you to have a healthy and happy holiday season. Well, first of all, we have a little housekeeping rules. I need you to get a pencil, a pen, a piece of paper, a notepad, because I'll be talking about lots of things and also scripture that you might want to jot down. So those are the housekeeping rules that I would like for you to do. And every Tuesday, you can invite other people to this 6-week session. You can invite them anywhere, any state, Florida, California, Boston, wherever. They can join us on the air every Tuesday during this time, and we will be talking about getting beyond the holiday blues. One other thing that if you happen to have any questions or comments, please email us at TNC, that's T like in Tom, N like in Nelly, C like in Charles, that's NTCWidows@gmail.com. We will have special guests and true testimonies during this period. And tell others about these sessions. And we hope that these sessions will give you comfort, guidance, the strength to get through this time during this holiday season. Before, we have a special guest tonight. Before I bring him on, I would like to talk about the book that I'll be using. I have 4 books, but we will only be doing 2 out of the 6 sessions. It is called A Time to Grieve. It is by Kenneth C. Hauk. I may not pronounce his name correctly, H-A-U-G-K. And he is a pastor and a clinical psychologist and also the co-founder and executive director of Stephen Ministry out of St. Louis, Missouri. And these books I have found to be very helpful and pretty much tells you everything that you need to help you to go through this journey through grief. And I hope that I will be able to deliver those things to you and help you to get through this time of season. Well, what I'm going to do right now, Pastor Reverend Dr. Herman Haynes staff pastor of Care and Counseling Ministry from the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. He's on the air tonight to pray that God gives us comfort, strength, and encouragement to get beyond the holiday blues. So I'm going to bring him on because he's had a long day, and I'm going to let him go ahead and say a prayer for us and helping us, knowing that God is with us and he is in the midst of this, and he's going to be with us each and every step of the way, one day at a time. Pastor Haynes?
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great, great, great. Thank you, Sister Hollis, for inviting me and affording me this opportunity to be a part initially of this 6 weeks journey, getting beyond the holiday blues. I have and will continue to be inviting people to be a part of this series, and I just thank you so much for extending this support type of ministry beyond the widows to anyone who may need this type of support. And so thank you so much. I want to let those who may be tuned in to let them know that even though this is only a 6 weeks journey during this time, we do have grief counseling and support available to you locally should you need it as well, and if you should need to call in. So we know that this brief time during this radio blog is going to be very brief, and you may not feel that it's as helpful as you would want it to be because of the time restrictions, but we want to let you know that we are available here to serve you well beyond this particular time on Tuesday nights. But I want to let you know also that while Sister Holly just stated, you know, I guess some of you said, how can you have a happy and joyous holiday season based upon the fact that you are in dealing with and engaging in some degree of bereavement and grief. And we are trustful and knowing that the Word of God says that in everything, not for everything, but even in the midst of everything, we give thanks, and we can only do that by way of calling on God. And so while we want to acknowledge that there will be times where you go through your physical and emotional and mental experiences of depression, anxiety, and things of that nature, we want to let you know that we have a God that can be and walk with us, not to mention the fact that you have people along with you, walking with you as well. So I just want to remind you of that. I'm not going to take up too much, no more of your time. I know we are limited on time, so let me go ahead and pray, but I just want to let you know, Sister Hollis, I will be inviting others to join you weekly as well. So let us pray. Eternal God, we come once again recognizing that you are the source of our strength and you're the strength of our lives. And dear God, we want to be honest and transparent and let you know that while we approach this season of what we call Thanksgiving, we know that there are many on this line and will be on this line that really would question, well, what do they have to give thanks for, particularly in the midst of losing a loved one. So we just ask some way, somehow, that something is said, something is uttered, something is conveyed to allow them to know that what can be replaced are the tears of sadness with tears of joy of the fond memories of their loved one. So some way, somehow, we just ask, dear God, that you touch each and every person on this line that will be on this line individually but yet collectively and meet them at their point of need. Let them know, dear God, that we are all different. We all may grieve differently, and there's no expectations on when you should stop grieving, but there's ways to grieve healthily, which they will learn about throughout this session. So we just thank you for the opportunity of allowing each and every person to be on this line. Thank you for the efforts of Sister Mary Hollis. And we just thank you once again for affording us the opportunity to, despite while we're on this line, knowing that you said in your word, and we know somehow, some way, we don't understand it, but somehow, some way, all things will work together for the good. All things are not good, but all things will work together for good for those who love God, who've been called to your purpose. So now, strengthen that person, strengthen those people, dear God, who is feeling so low, dear God, that they have to look up to the bottom. Strengthen them and let them know, dear God, that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. But some have been devastated, dear God, by some losses that they've experienced, not just this year, but over the years. And yet you told us in your word, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. So allow them to feel your presence, be with you, and be with them. Let them be with them. Let you be with them as well. Now, these and many other blessings we ask only in your Son, Jesus the Christ's name we pray. Amen. Once again, thank you, Sister Hollis, for allowing me to be a part. And I just, again, want to let your audience know that we're not here just for tonight, but we're here to serve as much as we can. Particular to the books that she said, we have other resources as well that we can mail out if you need something mailed out to you that would help during this time as well. So thank you again, Sister Hollis. May God bless each and every one of you.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Haynes, and also thank our pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin, Sr.
Both of you
have been very supportive of this ministry, and we thank you so much. But I also want to mention, Pastor Haynes, that our title for Pastor has our theme for every month, and this month it says try God this month.
Yes.
Try God with your time, talent, and your treasure. Well, I'm using my purpose and my talent, and I'm asking God to let me do his will through this time, the six-week session, and I'm hoping that I can fulfill and do my talent as he wants me to. Thank you again, Pastor Haynes. And I know that
you're
going to leave. I know you need to get some rest. But thanks again and always being here for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. The next thing I want to talk about is, like I say, I hope that you can get a piece of paper and a pen handy, because there are things I'll be discussing from the time, A Time to Grieve. I hope that you will allow me and the Next Chapter to walk along with you through this grief journey. My heart goes out to each one of you who are experiencing this grief. There are no magical words to bring to an end to your pain. But I hope that each Tuesday, as we walk through this together, that it will give you some comfort, support, and encouragement. Like I said, we will have some true testimonies as well. Something that this session, by the way, was given to me this past July. The father wanted me to write this curriculum. And, you know, sometimes he gives us work to do, but we don't always follow through it. I did part of it. But you know one thing, it worked out anyway, because even though God knows what I was going to do before, he knew it would come to this point in my life. But anyway, what I wanted to say, the name of the session was supposed to be RAW, R-A-W. That's Restoring a Widow One Day at a Time. But as it got closer to the season, normally I am the facilitator for a grief share, getting holiday blues at the Grove, at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. but I wasn't feeling it. God didn't put that spirit in me to do it this year. He's saying that you have this talk show. He wanted me to reach not just the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. He didn't want me just to reach the widow's ministry. He wanted me to reach others as well, because there's so many people are grieving and going through so much because of the loss of their loved one. So I've added not restoring a widow, a family member, a friend, or whoever has lost a loved one. So God has his way to getting you to do exactly what he wants you to do. And raw is meaning that how you're feeling, you're raw right now. You are raw because you don't feel complete because you don't have that other person around. It doesn't have to be a spouse. It can be a sister or brother, someone that you talk to all the time. You feel raw. You don't feel whole. Your flesh doesn't feel right because of what you're going through. So this how the Father put this together. But some of these things I'm going to be saying is going to be raw, because this is the way you're feeling. And we want you to get it out, feel it, and also find ways to recover from it. Does this sound familiar to you when you lost your loved one? No, it can't be. It just can't be. Somebody I love is gone, and my life is shattered into a million pieces. I want everything back the way it was. I want my husband back. I want my mother back. I want my father back. I want my wife back. I want my brother back. I want my sister back. I want my son back. I want my daughter back. God, are you listening? Are you there, God? I want my loved one back. I am not ready to let go. I am sure all of you have experienced this raw feeling. Yes. How can this happen? How can he do this to me? How can this happen? Why, God? Have you forsaken me? Are you listening? Why did you let this happen? Yes, these are the feelings that we go through. I knew I went through it. Those questions. I had so many questions. And I know God sometimes gets tired of our questions, but also, guess what? He's hearing us, and he understands the pain that we're going through. So he finds ways, resources, to get you through those painful moments. The most important thing is getting through your grieving process is to grieve. Allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to cry. It's okay to cry. Cry until it dries up. Just knowing that God will lead you, guide you to places, to people, friends, and family who will walk with you. And the most important thing, allow those people to walk with you. There's so many people, family members and friends or neighbors, are reaching out to you. Let them help you. It's okay. That's their way of showing you that they want to help. They're finding ways by wanting to do favors or different things. Let those people help you sometimes. I know sometimes you don't want to be bothered. You want to be all in your own place, your dark place. But we don't need to be there in a dark place too often, because sometimes it becomes very unhealthy. God wants us to have a healthy journey, and that's why he gives you resources and people to walk with you and wanting to help you. So please let them help you grieve. The next thing I want to talk about as well is that when someone, this is the way you're feeling also, when someone you have loved died, your world falls apart. It falls apart because all of a sudden you know that all those things that person used to do, talk to you, visit with, they're no longer there. Life seems so horrible and unfair. the emptiness with you seems like it will swallow you up. Once you took for what you took for granted that that person you love would be there forever. Yes. As God, we know that everyone is not going to always be with us forever. But we never prepare ourselves for that. We feel that they're going to be, we all want to die together. But that's not the way it is. But it is okay to feel those ways. Things aren't so certain anymore. Not anymore. So it is important that you try to grieve. The more you hold it in, it doesn't help. Cry. I cried many weeks, days, over and over again, but one day those tears dried up. And I know it doesn't feel fair to feel this way, but it is okay. Be patient with yourself, knowing that it's okay for you to feel this way. So don't beat yourself up that you're crying all the time. Are you feeling these things all the time? It is normal. Accept your feelings if you can. It takes time to feel different and be stronger, but as you move forward, you will get stronger. God will make a way. He said he will never leave you or forsake you. So he will be there to help you get beyond this holiday journey. So the most important thing that I want to leave with you tonight is to try to grieve. Be patient with yourself. It's okay to feel the way that you're feeling. And it's okay to talk to God just the way I'm talking to you. God will answer. Ask him questions, and he will get answers back, because I did. He didn't answer me immediately that next day, but he did. He showed me day by day. I had questions about, am I going to be able to take care of my children and continue to move on? He showed me. He gave me answers little by little, but not all at once. But he will reveal those things to you if you just ask him. Talk to him. And if you question him, it's not that you're being disrespectful. But he doesn't want you to continue to feel that way. He wants you to be stronger, get stronger, and understand that he did not promise that that person will be here forever. And we all know that, but we don't want to accept it. I'm just talking to you raw tonight that we just have to move on, but move on slowly. But let that neighbor or that friend or family member walk with you, that want to walk with you. And the next chapter, Widow's Ministry, as we go on with these different series, I hope that I can be one of those vessels to help you to get through that time in your life. The next week, we're going to talk about the three N's of grief, the normal, the natural, and the necessary process. We'll go in more details with that next week. And I am not going to talk about anything else, because I just wanted to, for Pastor Haynes to come on and pray for us, knowing that God is in the midst of this. And just wanted to let you know that I am here at the Next Chapter Widow's Ministry to walk through this time in your life, getting you beyond the holiday season. And there are ways that we're going to talk about how you can get through the holiday season together. You can do it, because I did it, and many others can do it, have done it. And I will have some true testimonies on the line, and they can tell you ways that they accomplished these goals each holiday as they, some of them have experienced the first year, and some of you, I know some of you, I see some of the numbers, I know I'm familiar with some of the numbers. This is going to be your first year. It's going to be the hardest year for you to get through this, knowing that that loved one is no longer there. All the things that you did before, he or she is not there. But God is going to give you the strength and ways to get through this time in your life. Some people who have gone through it 3 years ago, still experiencing the same thing. It is okay, but try to let it not to be unhealthy, the ways that you do go through this journey through grief. So that is all I want to talk about tonight. Tune in. Several things I want to leave with you. If you will invite others to tune in, and they can do it two ways. Like I said, they can call in, or they can go on the blog talk show, blogtalkradio.com/the next chapter. And if you want to contact me for anything, please email us at tncwidows@gmail.com. Sheila, our president, she will be on later on in December. She has some information that will be helpful to you as well. But she'll be coming on in the month of December and giving you some information regarding getting to the next step. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we will be back next Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 p.m. If you have any questions, you can always call me at home, too. My number is open to anyone, 770-981-9118. We are here to walk this journey through grief together, getting you beyond the holiday blues. 6 weeks to help widows, family, friends, and anyone who has lost a loved one. Have a great evening and be blessed, and tune in again next week, same time, and thank you so much for tuning in. Good night.
And if you believe.